Can you take a travel blog post and repurpose it into a brand new profitable content empire? You're going to find out, and we're going to find out together the answer to that question in just a moment. Everyone, to episode 135 of the Content Profit Show. This is Jeff Herring, your host, and I am so glad you're here. And thank you, because there's no way I could be saying that 135 number without all the support, the guests, the people listening, the people who have been on before, the people who are going to be on before, all our listeners and viewers all over the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're just getting started, okay? Right now, this is a good time to be in the email community, because I'm doing a March Madness kind of thing where we're showing you how to do different stuff each week. Okay? Like last week, it was creating all the pieces of an article or blog post with the templates. This week, it's doing it with something I call my content, custom content creators, and those kind of things. Pretty cool month to be a part of, and all of the things will be available. Now, we've got a guest today right over here. Audrey Caldwell, and do you call yourself a travel blogger?
Yep.
Okay, so she's a travel blogger, and the website is, where did I put it? Memorablewomenstravel.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
What a cool, I love that. I mean, it's like, it's what it's about, right?
Right.
Yay. So tell us how you got involved in this. It's a great story.
Well, let's see, it started with, we were just talking about when you grow up and you end up having to go to the grandparents every summer. So I live in Virginia, and my grandmother lived in upstate New York on one of the Finger Lakes. So every summer we would go up for 2 weeks, and we would drive 8 hours from Virginia up to Pennsylvania. So I got very fascinated looking out the window, because what else do you have to do when you're in a car with your siblings?
And that's pretty country there too.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Western Pennsylvania all the way up to New York is really cool. Upstate is a beautiful area to be in as well. And in college, I was a international relations and Spanish major. I studied in Madrid, Spain my junior year. Wow. Got to travel around with a friend on spring break. Got to see a lot of Europe. And when I started my career, I worked for trade associations in the Washington area, and I did a lot of travel in the U.S. So travel became my passion. I have 25 years in marketing and communications, so I'm a writer. And I kind of hit this point in my life where I said I would love to focus on what I love best, and travel and writing became travel blogging or digital content creation as well.
I love that. So sitting in the back seat of that car traveling as a kid ended up here. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. The training started early, huh? I love it. I love it. All right, let's go over here and take a look at your blog post. There we go. How to save money and time visiting the mansions of Newport, Rhode Island. And folks, look at some of these pictures, some of these graphics. I mean, my goodness. I love it. Little history, begin with two mansions. I love it, the breakers. Now, Audrey has been with me before, but in a different situation. With Cindy Bidar, one of our mutual friends, Cindy hosted me for a show, and Audrey won the doing this for her live, and then we're doing an enhanced one today. So we've done some stuff already, but I will catch you up. And what we're going to do today is take this much further. And if it's okay with you, Audrey, build a content empire around it. That'd be all right?
Oh, sounds great.
Okay, I thought you might say that. All right, so here's what I put together. Audrey's new content empire. And going from this blog post, how to save money and time visiting the mansions of Newport, Rhode Island. And folks, I want you to think about how niched that is. It's, you know, it's not visiting a city, it's visiting a specific city, and it's visiting the mansions in that specific city. The more niche down you go, the more people you're going to reach. I know that sounds counterintuitive, and it is. That's the way it works. All right. And so what we put together with Cindy's group was a masterclass for training people, how to really enjoy the mansions of Newport, Rhode Island. And I remember sending you the outline afterwards, and you're like, oh my goodness. So that was good, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, what occurred to me in preparation for this, Audrey, is that, you know, what we could do is create one masterclass around this blog post.
Okay.
But how many, I mean, a rough guess, what's that thing called, a swag, sophisticated wild ass guess? at how many places there are that could, people could visit? How many hundred?
Oh my gosh. In the US?
Yeah, let's just stay for the, in the US for now.
I'll say way more than 500. I mean,
yeah, yeah. And that's just the US. So there's, but there's lots of potential here for masterclasses. And what we can do when we build this first one is pay attention to what we're doing and use that template where you can just have that template to plug in the information for Kansas City or Salt Lake or you know, wherever, all the different places. And so all of those could be, I mean, you're not going to do them all at once, but as it grows, those are different entry parts to your world here, your ascension model. And then they can get the mini courses, courses. I highlighted flagship course because I was thinking about it this morning about the master classes. And do you think that you could put together a course that kind of a higher view of how to enjoy a trip? Because as we talked about before we got started, I think a great way to answer what you do is something like, do you know how so many people go on their dream vacation and it turns into a nightmare of, you know, unmet expectations and disappointment, blah, blah, blah. Well, what I do is, and we'll finish that one later. Does that make sense to create a flagship course that just gives you the, here's the cool way to visit everywhere?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, especially because my audience in particular, I write for women over 50, right, and I'm trying to help them gain confidence in traveling. So really a core masterclass on, or sorry, course on that would be really helpful because it really starts with, you've got to feel confident to get out and see the world.
Yeah, yeah. And the preparation helps with the confidence. I remember on my first honeymoon, going to Jamaica and in one of those all-inclusive places. And I was 32, never been out of the country before. And I just got, I mean, I got so anxious being there, you know, it was just so different. Mm-hmm. And so I get how some people have to build up to that. Right.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, I would imagine that single women over 50, I've watched people, there's a draw to just being home, you know, mm-hmm, and working home and working home and working home. And someday I'd like to, right?
Right.
So you're the, ooh, that'd be another good name for you, the someday travel coach.
I like that a lot. That's great.
Just made it up. Because when people say someday to me, I say, all right, let's look at our calendars.
Oh, I like that.
Monday, Tuesday through Saturday. I don't see any Sunday. Okay, cool. Now, all of these are entries into it. Mini courses, flagship course becomes something you're known for. Another one would be a short-term membership, maybe around each place to visit. The way I help people build an empire is that all roads lead to membership. Okay. Because I have a Google sheet that tracks all my regular recurring income every day for the month. And it is a kick to get up in the morning and go, wow, that's coming in no matter what I do today. I could go hike all day. I could take Duke on a long hike. Or I could work all day, you know, which is what I usually do. But it really gives you a lot of confidence and it gets you very loyal people. So we talked a little bit before about a membership and it could include all of these masterclasses, right?
Yeah. Good point. Right.
Add a menu to choose from. You could do it by state, country, you know, Europe, Spain, Greece, Italy.
Yeah.
And then you brought up a really interesting idea about how you do interviews with people that have done this stuff.
Right.
Wow. Talk with us a little bit about that. How do those interviews work?
So it's a series that I'm going to start doing probably in June. Okay. And because I am a travel blogger, I go to conferences and I've met a lot of women who travel all over the world, just pick up and go themselves. They're very confident travelers. Right. And one of them did the Camino del Compostela, I think it's in Spain. It's apparently a very
big
pilgrimage. Okay. And something she wanted to do her whole life. And she just decided one day, this is it. I'm going to plan it. I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. And it's a pretty long thing to walk the entire road. And that was the first person that I had heard of who really made a plan to go do something, which I consider pretty, you know, you've got to be in good shape to walk that much. And then I found a few more people who had done pilgrimages to other places. And I thought, these are the people that would be fascinating to hear what it entailed and how they got their life together to do it and what they needed to take and how they were prepared. So that's what is going to spur. That's going to be a part of what I cover in my newsletter. But also I think I'm going to have some of these interviews go into probably, like you said, a mini course, because the information is so valuable to hear from somebody our age who didn't.
Absolutely. The reason I was laughing a moment ago, names are not attached to this comment, but Phil, I think it's Phil, says, I would like to take this opportunity to volunteer to travel with any fearful single women, purely as a chaperone, of course.
That's awesome.
And so the interviews, you just sparked some ideas because you could cover so many bases with those, okay? You could do those interviews like we talked about, you know, with this model of doing a live show that goes into a podcast, that goes to YouTube and spreads all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those could become their own masterclass or part of a masterclass.
Yeah, good point.
Then put into the membership. So people have access to them forever. And so, wow, if you did one of those a week, that would be such even once a month would be such an incredible thing to access, because something I learned a long, long time ago in grad school, my favorite professor when I was getting a master's in counseling psychology was real big into group therapy. And it turned out she influenced my life hugely, because everything I do now is groups. And she talked about something, I'm going to use a big word here, called universality. Okay, mm-hmm. Universality. Which means basically what that boils down to is you hear somebody else say a want or a fear or a tip, and you think, or you say, you too? I thought I was the only one.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And so as you have these women on and interview them, this I'm getting excited, because this could be you work with them before to get them to do these things. And then afterwards, they come and talk about how great it was in the interview.
Right. That's interesting. Yeah.
You've got talk about. Yeah, there's an empire here.
Yay.
All right. I love seeing the look on people's faces as the light. They get it. That's cool. And so you're getting a glimpse of what the future could be.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. Any questions so far?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. One of the ones I often get is, well, what membership site software should I use? And what I usually say is one of two things, the one you got, or if you have is your blog in WordPress?
It is, yes.
Perfect. Because so many people don't know this. You can password protect pages on WordPress blogs.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. And so you don't even need any of that software yet. I remember the way back in Teleseminar Secret days, Alex Mondozian's course, it was all one page with links to all the different pages, and it was password protected. It was brilliant. I mean, and no monthly fee for that. So That, you know, that's where I encourage people to start. And then if it grows to the level where, you know, you need something, okay, let's do that. But I mean, there are people out there that, one of my mentors, Tom Antti and I, both tried this super expensive with all the bells and whistles membership site and went, nah, let's go back to the basics. Let's see. I forgot to ask you in the beginning, although we've touched on it, what's your dream with this, Audrey? What would you like to see happen?
I would love to see women get out there and travel more with confidence. In fact, because I'm a writer and I'm a copywriter is my other business, I would love to write a book detailing how women are overcoming their fears and growing confident, and tell the stories of women who did it. They got out there, they traveled, they did the Camino de Santiago or Compostela or whatever, and just how that changed their lives, because there's so much to see, and travel enriches a person just incredibly. And I would love to share that dream with more people.
I love it. That y'all that are listening, whether live or replay, that's a cool thing. I mean, I love when people have passion for what they do. And wouldn't it be cool to do this and turn it into a great income stream, creating an empire? That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Like I told you, this is the fastest 20 minutes or so ever. And we're getting towards wrap up time. Any questions about what we've done today?
No, I think you've laid out a really good plan. I just need to start working the plan.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. I mean, you just said some brilliance there, because some people overcomplicate things and you just start, you know. I was sitting with a buddy, and I think it was in Moe's one day, and we were talking about getting in shape, and he was telling me about one plan, and this was like a Thursday maybe, and he said, so when are you going to start? And I'm thinking Monday, because that way I could, you know, eat what I want for the weekend, you know, one last, you know, then. And he kind of caught me up short when he goes, the correct answer is now.
Like,
oh, okay, I get it. And so, yeah. That's with everything else too, you know. One of my favorite sayings is, you know, start on this before your head hits the pillow tonight.
Yeah.
So Audrey, thank you for being a great guest and bringing great stuff. And what I love about this is, you know, I can have ideas beforehand. We can come up with ideas when we talk beforehand. Then when it's in front of us, it goes in so many different directions. So those of you that have been watching or listening, I want you to ask yourself two questions. The first one is, how can I use what I've seen today in my own business or heard today in my own business? And two, how can I get Jeff to do what he just did for Audrey? Okay. So if you want to be sitting in Audrey's seat, not in her actual home, but, you know, use the link below for your own home, contentprofitseat.com. It'll take you to the place, and we'll get you scheduled. All right. So, and thanks for everybody being here. A lot of places you could be online, chose to be with us. So it's always an honor. Audrey, thank you so much. Remember, we're going to chat for a while after about some next success steps. But thank you for being a great guest, bringing great stuff. So everyone, until episode 136, next time, go use this stuff, and we'll catch you then.